Well, so much of 2019 CFL free agency was focused on our next guest, and for good reason. 2017 Most Outstanding Player, 2015 Grey Cup MVP, has led the CFL in passing yards for the last 3 years running, and is now the newest member and the new starting quarterback for the BC Lions. Welcome back to the program. Pat Steinberg along with you. Very happy to welcome in on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Guest Hotline, BC Lions quarterback Mike Riley. Mike, appreciate this. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's been a crazy couple days, but I'm doing well.
Well, that's where I want to start. Like, take me through the last 4 or 5 days as free agency opened on Tuesday, and now you are officially a member of the BC Lions.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a whirlwind for me and my family, as well as the league in general and a lot of other free agents, whether they change teams or decided to stay with their old team. You know, it was the craziest Tuesday of free agency league-wide that I've seen since I've been here, and I've been here since 2010. So, we signed a contract with BC Tuesday morning and then had a bunch of media and stuff like that for the next couple of days. But, just messages from whether it's friends or family or fans of, you know, thanks and sorry to see you go from Edmonton, or excited to have you here in Vancouver with BC, just all that sort of stuff. It was more about just, trying to get through this week so that the dust can settle and we can get back to work and get back to football, really.
Yeah. How hard was this decision for you because of what you accomplished in Edmonton and the home that you built there, but the opportunity in BC too hard to pass up? How difficult a decision was this for you?
It was tough. I mean, no matter how great the opportunity and how perfect the matchup is in BC, based on the 6 years that I spent in Edmonton, and what we built there as a team, on the field and off the field, and how, you know, my family really went on land on that community and they embraced us and did the same back. Those are memories that I'll always cherish and always remember, the battles, the rivalries, the good times and the bad. And so, it's hard to say goodbye to that type of stuff, but knowing, the potential for what we can build in BC and hearing Ed and Devon's vision and talking to the players and things like that. Couldn't be more happy with our decision. We're super excited about it. We're just ready. We're ready for the 2019 season to start, and we can all get on the field and play ball again.
So what did it come down to? What were some of the big determining factors and the big pulls that ended up seeing you choose BC?
Well, I mean, everybody knows about the location, the proximity to where we make our, you know, for me, my off-season home, but for my wife and kids, their year-round home in Seattle. And that's part of the equation that makes things a lot easier, of course. But prior to any of that happening, we made the commitment that no matter where we ended up, the family side of it was going to work. They were going to travel, and we'd figure out the logistics of it all. Having two little girls. But that didn't really, I mean, it of course plays a part in the role, and family is what I'm always going to make my decisions based off of, but we weren't just going to go somewhere because it was close to home, regardless of the football situation. So we knew that BC would be potentially interested. It really came down to sitting and talking with Ed and Devon and Jarius and seeing the direction that football team's going, what they're trying to build. But, anybody can tell you we're trying to win championships. Everybody's trying to do that. It was really about sitting and talking to them and seeing how they anticipate going about that, how they want to build their roster, and all those different things. So it just seemed like it was a great fit football-wise. And, of course, for my family and the location, that was an added bonus. And that's not to shortchange Edmonton. Obviously, they've made some great moves in free agency, and I have a ton of respect and confidence in Jason Moss and Brock Sunderland. But it all just seemed to fit too well in Vancouver with the front office, the coaching staff, the roster, and the location, all of those things. It was tough to leave Edmonton, but it made a pretty easy decision to go to BC.
Well, expand on that a little bit, if you will, because you talk about you make your off-season home and your family's full-time home in Seattle. You're a Kennewick guy, and you started your CFL career with the Lions. Does it kind of feel like, even for you, a little bit of a homecoming?
No question about it. I mean, coming into the practice facility on Tuesday, it brought back a lot of memories. There's no doubt. There's a lot of the same people within that organization and a lot of new people too, but there was going to be no other location that I would be able to go outside of Edmonton, you know, where I wouldn't feel like I was starting over. And that's not what it feels like in BC. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm going to a completely foreign team, you know, and having to try to adjust to all these changes and things like that. It was very familiar. You know, again, just with not just the location and the facility and things like that, some of the people on the business side are still there from when I was there previously. Ed obviously is a huge factor. He's a guy that I have a ton of respect and confidence in, somebody that I've won a championship with, and I know how he goes about building teams, and I'm excited to get to work with him again. But yeah, it was, you know, I'm obviously very comfortable in Edmonton, loved it there. And if I would have gone anywhere other than Edmonton or BC, it really would have felt like, all right, we really have to hit the reset button and try to figure out this community, this team, and how things work. But that's not the case in BC. You know, I'm very familiar and comfortable with their organization and that community. So it was great. It was great to get back there on Tuesday and spend a couple of days, you know, just getting to figure out how we're going to do this thing. And I'm very excited about it.
It's BC Lions quarterback Mike Riley joining us this afternoon. Go a little bit more in depth into your relationship with Ed Hervey. Like, from the outside, we know that Ed plucked you from BC, brought you into Edmonton. You won the Grey Cup there with him, had a ton of success. But tell us a little bit more about your relationship with Ed Hervey.
Yeah, Ed's a guy that, you know, I've spent countless hours speaking with. You know, while I was a player, he was always a guy that wanted to have, you know, his pulse on the locker, his finger on the pulse of the locker room. You know, and I don't think there's any move that Ed makes that isn't thoroughly thought out. You know, he knows what he wants to build. He knows how he's going to go about doing it, and he doesn't stray from that path. So I spent from 2013 through 2016 every year, you know, meeting with him, talking with him, him telling me kind of what direction we were going to go, where we were falling short, what we needed to improve on, and you know, his ideas of how to go about it and things like that. You know, and he sold me on a plan, on a vision in 2013 when I first got to Edmonton of what he wanted to build and create. And I was extremely excited about being a part of that. And we got to do some of that stuff. You know, we did win one championship together, but we had much bigger plans than that. And, you know, when I finally got the chance to talk to him again, in early to mid January, it was similar discussions, but, the goals, of course, the championships and things like that are the same, but the way of going about doing it and really his bigger master plan of trying to bring back excitement on the West Coast of the CFL and all of those things, it just got me really excited about the opportunity. You know, and again, he's a guy that I've never questioned anything he's ever told me. You know, anything that he's ever said to me, you know, and sometimes it's not what you want to hear, but he's always been very honest, and, you know, I appreciate that. So, you know, he's a guy that I've loved working with. I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and I'm excited to be back on the same organization with him.
You talked about talking a lot with Devon and his vision as the new head coach of the Lions. What, be honest, I mean, how happy are you now that Devon Claybrooks is on your side as opposed to scheming to crush you?
Yeah, I'm sick of playing against him. I know that much. You know, I mean, Calgary is a great organization. Nobody in their right mind is going to question that, and they've done things tremendously well. I can only speak from 2010 on, because that's when I entered the league. But as much as, you know, I hate them because of the rivalry, you know, in Alberta and all that kind of stuff, you still respect your opponent. You respect, you know, a franchise, you know, and how Huff and Dave run things. So knowing that Devon comes from that pedigree, has been in that building and been a part of all of that, you know, right off the bat, you know that you're going to be in good hands. But defensively, Calgary has been very, very challenging to deal with, and I have firsthand experience with that. So, you know, I'm excited with what he's going to do on that side of the ball, you know, and just talking with him a little bit of, you know, defensively, I know he knows stuff, but it was more head coaching stuff that I was curious to pick his brain about, how he deals with sending a message to the team and making sure the guys are on the same page, not just early in camp, because that's easy when everybody's excited, but throughout the course of the season. You go through your ups and you go through your downs, and making sure that everybody remains, you know, singularly focused on trying to win a championship, and just hearing his thoughts on that and how he plans to go about doing it. You know, I'm very excited. I think he's obviously learned from the best, and he's going to carry that over to our team.
you know, you talked about Jarius Jackson and that coaching staff looks like it's going to be really, really interesting in free agency. You know, bring in a big time offensive lineman, Brian Burnham re-signed, bringing in Daron Carter. Just overall, you know, former teammate of yours, Aaron Grimes, comes over as well. Just overall, what do you make of the group surrounding you and your team heading into 2019?
Well, I love what we have so far. I love what Ed's done. You know, the guys that you mentioned are all guys that I'm very excited about. I mean, you know, Sook Chung, huge signing. He's a guy that I've watched play for a while now, and he's always one of those guys that you kind of hate playing against, but you always respect it, and you wish that he was on your team. He's very aggressive. He plays football how you expect an offensive lineman to play, and I think that mentality, you know, that he brings to the table bleeds over not just to the rest of the offensive line, but to the rest of the team, and gets guys excited about that. So thrilled to have him on board. Excited, you know, another piece of the offensive line, and Joel Figueroa, a guy that I played some football with in Edmonton. You know, having him protecting my blind side, that makes me feel very comfortable, of course, and just some of the skill guys that you talked about with Daron. Re-signing Brian, picking up Lamar, bringing Grimes back, and extending TJ Lee, all that sort of stuff. I really like how our team looks on paper, you know, and that's a good first step. But as we all know, games are not won and lost on paper. So ultimately, it's going to come down to the next, you know, 3 months or whatever it is before training camp starts up. We can't waste this time. We have to be able to build that chemistry and that trust, you know, and really make sure the guys understand not just what the goal is, but how we're going to go about doing it so that once May hits, you know, we're not behind the eight ball because, you know, we haven't played together in this capacity. So that's going to be the ultimate challenge, and that's going to separate whether we're going to be, you know, a championship caliber team or not. But up to this point, I think everything that can and needed to be done has been done, and I'm very excited about all those pieces.
With BC Lions quarterback Mike Riley joining us on the program this afternoon. Just a few bigger picture questions for you before we let you go. And you know, you talked about it right off the offset, the crazy free agency period since it opened on Tuesday morning. And, you know, Mike Riley, Trevor Harris, Micah Johnson, Willie Jefferson, Darrell Walker, it goes on and on and on about, you know, some of the best players positionally at any position in this league all signing elsewhere. You had a bunch of one-year contracts and an expiring CBA. Just It really was a perfect storm for an unprecedented free agent period, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. Those names that you listed, I mean, if you just took one or two of those moving in an off season, that would kind of be an eye-opening thing. You know, and even the talks of your own guy and Bo potentially going to the NFL or potentially moving to a different CFL team, and obviously that was huge for you guys to retain him. But there was a lot of options and possibilities, and there was a ton of movement. And, you know, I don't think we'll see that again for a long time, if ever, at least, you know, in the next couple of decades, just because it was a perfect storm of the CBA expiring and guys timing their contracts up to expire at the same time, along with the change a few years ago of the one-year deals. You know, there's been movement every offseason in the last couple of years since they did that, and it's hard to retain guys because they want to be on those one-year contracts so they can try to maximize their earnings. But that coupled with that CBA was crazy. Like, you know, Tuesday I was doing my own thing and dealing with media and the excitement of being in BC that I really had a hard time staying updated on everything that was going on. I was away from my phone for a lot of the day. And so when I sat down that evening, you know, kids crawling all over me in the hotel room, I'm trying to figure out who went where on what teams. And I was shocked every time I learned of something new. So I think partially it's exciting for the league. You know, it's disappointing for certain fan bases to lose, you know, guys that they've followed and has been a big part of their team. But it's also exciting because this is going to be a totally different league next year. You know, there's some faces in the same spot, but, you know, nobody really knows what to expect, and we'll all find out once the ball gets kicked off.
You talked about Bo. We had him on Wednesday. He does a show on this station, so we know him really well. And you know, it was a big deal whether or not he was going to go south of the border or go to another CFL team. He eventually stays in Calgary. But you know Bo well. I know you guys have an immense amount of respect for one another and our friends off the field. Just your observations on what was a really important offseason for Calgary's quarterback.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, I kept in pretty good contact with Bo throughout a lot of the off season. You know, just obviously curious to see what he was thinking, and we had you know, some interesting things come up in terms of us both working out for Jacksonville within a day of each other. So, you know, I'd been asking him how the workouts had gone a couple weeks before and picking his brain a little bit. And then the first thing I did when I was finished with my workout in Jacksonville was, you know, texted him about how it went and told him what to expect when he got in the next day. And we stayed in close contact throughout a lot of that process. And then as free agency came closer, you know, we were talking a decent bit about, you know, what we were each thinking and how crazy it was going to be if there was changes and how the league was going to go and stuff like that, and just other guys. You know, and so that's a huge piece, of course. Bo's had a lot of success for good reason. He's a great player. You know, again, I've talked about the franchise of Calgary and how Dave and Huff run things there. And so, you know, I think that anybody that goes to Calgary is aware that they're going to be in good hands with that franchise. But having your quarterback, of course, helps things out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was big for Calgary to retain him. You know, but also I think it's a good move for him, a good decision, somewhere where he's comfortable and had a lot of success. You know, but also he's always trying to get better and improve, and Dave is always trying to do the same. So, again, with all the changes this year, it's going to present a new challenge for him in Calgary as it is for every team. And I think he's excited about that and of course, excited to be back. But, you know, anytime you can retain your franchise quarterback, you're doing something right.
So, hold on. So I did not know that you and Bo worked out a day apart in Jacksonville, which is awesome. So what was your NFL workout schedule like? How did that go for you this winter?
Yeah, I actually wasn't actively pursuing any of that. I hadn't even considered the possibility. I was so, you know, focused on the potential of CFL free agency and trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where things were going to go and all of that. You know, plus December, the holiday season coming up, which is where I spend a lot of family time, you know, in Montana and back in Kennewick and things like that. So we just got a call saying that Jacksonville was interested in flying me down and working me out. And I was like, you know, why not? I'll always take an opportunity. I'm not going to say no and always wonder what if. You know, so flying from Seattle to Jacksonville is not exactly a short flight. But, you know, I said, what the hell, we'll do it. We jumped on the plane and went down there and did a workout. But I did know that Bo, because, like I said, me and Bo had been talking. I knew that he'd worked out with, I think, Denver and a couple other teams, maybe Minnesota prior to that. So I hadn't done an NFL workout in 6 years, so I was curious if anything had changed. And, of course, it hadn't. So he was giving me a list of throws that the other teams had had him do and things like that. So it helped me prepare a little bit. And then as soon as I was done with my workout, you know, I tried to return the favor and let him know exactly what they had me do on the field, what throws to do, what drops and stuff like that, so that he could be prepared the following day. And so that was kind of cool that we got to help each other out a little bit. But for me, it wasn't something that I was actively pursuing. But anytime a team asks you to do something, I think you're silly if you don't at least take that chance. But, you know, once that was done, you know, we got back into the CFL mindset. So it was fun, but, you know, I was really committed to the CFL the entire way from beginning.
I've always meant to ask Bo this, but you've got you from Central Washington and then Matt Nichols and Bo from Eastern Washington and all playing in the West Division. Like, where did this Inland Northwest Mafia come from? Like, all of a sudden, like, it's crazy when you think about it. You guys all played like an hour apart from one another.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think part of it is just the challenge that the NFL presents when you're a small school quarterback. You're not going to get the opportunities that the big school guys get. I mean, that's just how it goes. And I got invited to go to the combine coming from a Division II school, which doesn't happen very often. But, you know, even then it was going to be an uphill battle, not just for me, but for those guys as well, coming from 1AA Eastern as a quarterback. You're kind of always at a disadvantage coming from a small school, and your opportunities are rare, and you really have to fall into the perfect situation in the NFL. Whereas the CFL, I've said it for years, one of the things I love about it is they don't care where you came from, they don't care what pedigree you had, they just want to know if you can play ball, and you got to prove yourself up here. And so this is a league where guys like us from smaller schools that have the talent to play professional football get a legitimate opportunity. And, you know, we've all been coached by a guy by the name of Bo Baldwin, who's, you know, his quarterback coaching abilities are through the roof, the way he thinks the game, how he teaches it. I learned a tremendous amount from him in college, as I know Bo and Matt did as well. And so he's a guy that prepared us, you know, to play pro football. And I think that's why the three of us have had the success. And also, it's easy to stay in the West, even though the West is a beast on the field, and it's never an easy route to the playoffs. It's nice to be kind of at least on the western side of the country where you're a little bit more comfortable and it's closer for family to get to and things like that. But I think all three of us are grateful that the CFL has given us the opportunity and really, you know, just looked at how our playing ability is versus where we came from.
Mm-hmm. You had Bo, you had Trevor Harris, all free agents at the same time, all elite quarterbacks in this league. Did you guys talk internally about the opportunity that presented itself here to maybe raise the bar a little bit?
Yes, you know, I mean, I think more so that, you know, we're all represented by the same group. Me and Bo are represented by Dan Vertlieb, you know, and then Trevor by his partner, Paul. So we all, when we signed our contracts, knew when the CBA was expiring and knew that we didn't want to be locked into something when that CBA expired, and really knowing that there was going to be a lot of movement around the league, wanted to be able to sit back and kind of, you know, take it all in and make sure that we had the ability to make the right choices for us individually. And that in and of itself, I think, created a bit of a jump in the market for our position just with everybody's contract expiring. So I don't know. You know, you have to ask Dan. He's the mastermind behind everything. I don't think that us as players really got too much into that other than just wanting to make sure that we had all of the options in front of us before we made any decisions. So, you know, but I think all three of us are, you know, even the other quarterbacks around the league, I think in general, we're all looking at the other guys at our position and trying to figure out where everybody was going to land and what the market value was going to be and things like that. So, you know, we were all aware of what was going on and try to keep tabs on it. There's no doubt.
Okay. Final thought. So now that you're back a little closer to home, does your dad move to Vancouver or how does that work?
Well, the white haired Ric Flair lookalike pops of mine, he'll still be at the games. There's no doubt. He'll, you know, of course, he went to every Edmonton game, and that won't change. We play in Edmonton a couple of times this year, and he'll be at those games. He'll be at the games that we play in Calgary. You know, that's a shorter drive for them. But, you know, we as soon as they found out that we were going to BC, the first thing they did was jumped online, looked at the schedule, and started planning out their home game adventures to come out to Vancouver. So, you know, they're... Both my parents are from the Northwest. My mom from the Kennewick area. My dad grew up in Vashon Island, you know, near Seattle. Yeah. So I think they've been looking for a reason to get back over, you know, to that part of the country, and this might be the catalyst. But for now, they're just going to be putting a few extra miles on that minivan. So we'll see how it goes.
That's awesome, Mike. Hey, I do have to say, when you were a participant in the Battle of Alberta, we always appreciated you here in Calgary coming on, being honest, and giving us great stuff. And that hasn't changed. You're no longer part of the Battle of Alberta, but now as a BC Lion. Really appreciate the time this afternoon. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on. It's always been a pleasure. I'll still be battling against Calgary. There just won't be a name for the game, so maybe we'll have to come up with something.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we can come up with something. Thanks, Mike.
All right, man. No worries, man. Have a good one.